This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The recent death of a Columbine High School shooting victim has been ruled a homicide. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on a Jefferson County Coroner's Office finding.
The autopsy says Anne Marie Hockhalter died from sepsis last month. The significant contributing factors were complications from paraplegia due to two gunshot wounds from the Columbine shooting more than 25 years ago. Hockhalter was partially paralyzed after two students opened fire on the Littleton High School in 1999. 13 people died and 22 were injured. Hockhalter is best known for extending forgiveness to the shooters through a letter she wrote to one of their mothers. Anne Marie Hockhalter was 43 years old. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
About 500 people are hospitalized in Colorado with respiratory viruses. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That figure includes more than 200 with the flu and nearly 170 for RSV. More than 60 are hospitalized with COVID-19. For weeks, the total figure has been in the hundreds. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says, fortunately, peaks of COVID and flu didn't happen simultaneously.
If we had seen a large wave of COVID at the same time we saw this large wave of influenza, I think that would have been particularly challenging for our healthcare system.
She says it's not too late to get vaccines for all three. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Denver tomorrow, rain and snow likely in the morning with a high of 54 degrees. This is CPR News.